Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Bond blasters consist of a combination of three components that ultimately undermine the quality of the human-animal bond. The first component consists of those sometimes deliberate, but more often than not, unwitting demands we place on our animals that cause them physical or behavioral pain. In the medical realm, these often take the form of physical or dietary restrictions. We know we shouldn't start pushing the dog or cat to use that injured leg until it's had time to heal. But we so want to see them active again. We want the dog out romping in the woods with us. We want to see the cat jumping up on the counters and going through his usual athletic ballet. Behaviorally, we may put the animal into stressful situations because we enjoy those situations. But ironically, our enjoyment of those situations depends on the presence of that animal. So even if it undermines the animal's behavior, we want to keep doing it. The second component of the bond blaster is that we are aware of and don't like the consequences of our choice. We don't like it when the injured limb takes twice as long to heal as it would have taken had we restricted the animal's behavior. We don't like it when our desire to feed the animal too much or the wrong thing results in an animal who has medical problems, nonspecific vomiting or diarrhea, or any one of that whole array of health problems that may be related to overweight and obesity. We don't like the negative effects. But the third component is that even though we don't like the physical or behavioral consequences of our choices, we don't want to make the necessary changes in ourselves to eliminate those negative consequences. On the other hand, because it does bother us, because it makes us feel guilty, we go through spurts. Inconsistent spurts of sometimes making the changes, then we stop and we backslide and do what we want to do anyhow. Then the animal's physical or behavioral health deteriorates. Then we feel guilty. Then we start making the changes again. And round we go. Sometimes a serious crisis will occur that finally makes it easier for us to buckle down and do what needs to be done. Sometimes that same crisis may cause other people to throw in the towel, to say, I can't do this, this isn't going to work, it's not working for me, it's not working for the animal. And so the relationship ends and the bond is destroyed. When we can't summon the wherewithal to make the changes, and we don't want the relationship to end because we couldn't do that, a third alternative is acceptance. Accepting that we have no desire to make changes and accept the consequences of a choice can help soften the bond blaster's effect. In addition to eliminating the counterproductive bond-eroding cycle of inconsistent change and negative emotion, it also leaves the door open for the creation of a more bilateral human-animal bond in the future.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.